Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We kind of know they're seeing anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll help. They'll have time. Maybe not help, but like I said the last time I was on with you guys, any situation that allows the Bucks to continue this season helps. If they had to call this season quits and be done with it, that's obviously the worst case scenario for them, because the window for them is open, and all they need to do is round back into shape, keep everybody as healthy as possible, and let it play out on the court, because they have a great opportunity if it plays out on the court.
When you look at this schedule, Matt, obviously they start against Boston, 5:30 Central tip, Friday, July 31st. Then they have the Rockets on Sunday, August 2nd. That's a 7:30 tip. I think both those games are good. The Nets, don't really care about the Nets game. Heat game, that could be fun on Thursday, August 6th. Again, that's a Thursday game with a 3 o'clock Central tip right during the big show. We'll be able to watch that during the show. Then the Mavericks, don't really care about that game. And then the Raptors, Monday, August 10th. That's a 5:30 tip. Definitely care about that one. And then Wizards and Grizzlies to round it out. Probably don't care about those. So of the eight games, probably three or four games I think most fans will definitely want to watch. The problem is you just don't know how much Giannis is going to play. You just don't know how much Middleton or Bledsoe are going to play, or because they're right there to clinch. It could be clinched within a game, I think. Because of that, they may just keep these guys laid back, and you may really not see what this team is all about until the playoffs start.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big question that I know I have, and I'm sure a lot of fans have going into all this, is how do the Bucks handle those eight seeding games? How do they handle the three preseason games before that? They have 11 games before they hit the playoffs, and three of them definitely don't matter, and probably six of the other ones don't matter either in terms of figuring out where they are seeding-wise. So how much do they play their guys? How much does Bud want to help guys kind of play back into shape and play back into getting their chemistry right and their timing right and all that stuff? And how much do you want to say, I'm going to play these guys like it's a preseason game. Play Giannis 20 to 25 minutes a game. Do that for all the starters. Try and keep things normal during those minutes. But then we might see a lot of, DJ Wilson, Thanasis Denikumbo, D-League MVP Frank Mason. We might see a lot of Cam Reynolds. They have a 17-man roster. They might go all the way, to the bottom of that roster to try and make sure everybody has a chance to kind of play at least a little bit. And we don't know, that Raptors game, that's like the second to last, regular season seeding game. Who knows on either team if anybody's going to play, any starters at all? Because, maybe at that point, guys will have at least had a chance to play a little bit, get into a little bit of a groove. And, second to last game for both teams, just, everybody just empty the bench and let's get to the playoffs.
We're going to talk about this a little bit later, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question. Who do you think is the biggest threat to the Milwaukee Bucks?
I think that's a pretty crowded group, I'd say.
Obviously
the Raptors. The Celtics have been playing really well, or had been playing really well when everything stopped. The Heat have had the Bucks number a little bit this season. And then the Sixers, we know what they're capable of when they're at their best. The question is always, can they be at their best? So I think all four of those are tough. I think the only downside to all of this for the Bucks is the Sixers will have the opportunity to get into the 4-5 seed, that matchup for the playoffs. And if they win a first round series, then you get the 76ers in the second round. And so if you get the 76ers in the second round, that's going to be a knockdown, drag out, battle between two teams that were expected to be maybe 1-2, the two best teams in the East this year, not there in the second round. So I think that poses a considerable threat. The Bucks got to be rooting for the Pacers as much as they can, because I think that's a team that can definitely beat, pretty handily in a seven-game series if you can get them somehow in the second round. That's kind of the best case scenario. But I would say, you know, Philly, Toronto, and Boston. I mean, in Miami, it's just so hard to parse between those teams, especially not knowing how they're going to look when they get back.
The one thing I've been curious about, talking with Matt Velasquez, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covers the Milwaukee Bucks, is you bring up Philly, and I just read a piece by Tobias Harris over the weekend talking about they had chemistry issues, he said, at the beginning of the season, that they were still trying to work out before this whole thing stopped. Now you're going to put all these guys in one resort together, all these players on the same team and coaching staffs. Everybody's going to be together on and off of the court consistently. We know the Bucks have the chemistry advantage over most teams in the NBA coming into the season. They probably still do coming out of this thing as well. But those teams maybe that lack that chemistry, do you think they can build it quicker with the way it's going to be put together through a playoff run than they could have if they weren't forced to be in one city, in one resort, all together, all the time?
Yeah, I think part of it depends on how they've been using these past 3 months. Have they been, you know, talking together, you know, on Zoom or through, you know, through text chats and kind of maybe working through some of the issues that they had? Maybe, you know, absence has made the heart grow fonder in certain situations, and they've been able to figure that out. I mean, if teams have chemistry issues, I don't think the Bucks would be one of those things. But if other teams have those issues that continue to crop up during the playoffs, and then, you know, no team is going to have a home court advantage, which I think hurts other teams more than it hurts the Bucks. Not saying that the Bucks' home court advantage isn't significant, but when you look at their record, they were great on the road. They were great at home. You know, each of the past two seasons. I mean, they were great no matter where they played. Other teams in the East, you know, you look at the Sixers. You know, they were pretty abysmal on the road and it's fantastic at home. So, you know, that could be a big difference if you don't have that home court advantage or that home crowd to feed off of in the way that some teams really need it. Maybe your chemistry issues, you know, fester a little bit more. You have more problems. And when it comes to being stuck at the resort, I mean, maybe there'll be some advantages and disadvantages in the sense that, yes, you'll be stuck with your team the whole time, but there will also be a whole bunch of other teams at your resort. And if you have friends on other teams, you can see them. You have no family around you, nothing kind of distracting you. You can just go hang out with your buddies from another team, and that might be okay. Hey, especially if it's a team that you're not going to play in the playoffs, your teammates might not see a problem with it. So, as has been the case with so many things we talked about, it's just kind of a wait and see. You know, we'll see. It's a fluid situation, right?
There it is. That's my man. Hey, let me ask you this quick, real quick, though, because this thing is changing for everybody. How does it affect you? How is it changing for you? Are you going to be able to go down there? I mean, are you going to be on the grounds? Where are they going to put you? Have you guys talked about that yet?
I'm still waiting for details from the NBA. I don't think they've actually officially come out with the media details, but mm-hmm. I can't imagine I'd be in the bubble. I think there'd be some media availability for spots in the bubble, but my guess is it would cost tens of thousands of dollars to be housed and fed at Disney for upwards of, you know, about like 3 months and coronavirus mm-hmm. tested and all of that. I don't think they're going to let too many people in there. It might just be a handful of people from some different outlets. But I doubt it'll be me. And I believe it'll be some kind of secondary access where you just kind of stay at some other hotels outside of the bubble. But you can go to the games. You can sit in the stands and, like, cover the games, but you can't actually interact with any players or coaches, like, not in person. Mm-hmm. So right. You're going to be doing everything off of Zoom if I go down there. So mm-hmm. I don't know what the plan is. I haven't talked with my bosses at the Journal Sentinel just yet. But I don't think I'd be expected to go down there anytime soon. Maybe later in the playoffs, there might be, you know, a need, or you know, there might be something that I can get down there that I can't get from home.
See, and that's the thing.
Zoom conference calls.
Matt, that's right, that's a crazy thing. I was going back and forth with Ted Davis this morning about this. The Bucks play-by-play guy said, "Man, oh man, Ted, isn't it your luck? You're finally going to have a team maybe win the whole thing, and you won't even be there to celebrate it." I mean, what is the chances of that? Just like you guys that cover them, you, Eric Name, and others, normally you'd be in that winning locker room, champagne going crazy, everybody celebrating, you're in there being a part of the celebration. And the way it looks right now, whoever wins is not going to have, I mean, they'll be able to celebrate right with each other, but the media and all that other stuff will not be in that locker room.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a whole new world down there when it comes to media access. You know, there's only going to be a handful of people. You know, and there might be questions that are getting piped in, you know, from Zoom. Like I might be on Zoom at a press conference asking questions to then be maybe directly to the players and coaches, or going through intermediary from the NBA, who will then take the question and then pose it to the people on camera. I have no idea. Like, and I'm really interested to see how it goes. I don't know how the Bucks are going to handle, when training camp starts. It's coming right up. Are we going to have any in-person access, or to sit really far away? Are we going to have to do Zoom calls? Like, I don't know. Like, my life's been kind of on a standstill for the past 3 months because there's no NBA. There's not too many answers as to, how things are going to work, or what my role is, how to jump in. So I've been trying to, help out with at the newspaper, covering, doing news stuff, and kind of putting on different hats. And now that things are starting up again, I'm still waiting for answers as to how I can do my job. But I'm hoping they'll come sooner than later, and we can start doing some breaking down of NBA games, and talking to players, even if it is over Zoom, and kind of go from there.
Matt, one last thing. Any idea that they may sign a Jamal Crawford or somebody late here before they head down to Orlando?
Yeah, I think it's doubtful. I think tomorrow is the last day they can do it. If they sign anybody, and they'd have to cut somebody who they have, because they have a full roster. So they have to cut somebody not on a G League contract, on a regular NBA contract, which would involve eating some money and change the dynamic of the team. I mean, there could be a world that they do that, but I would imagine that they're going to ride with the guys they got.
There he is, Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sun, covers the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll talk to him throughout the season. Matt, thanks so much. Looking forward to getting an actual season started again.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Right, take care. There he is, Matt Velasquez on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion outgrown your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Gary, you brought it up right there to him as far as, you think we're going to finish this thing. And I had done this thing with the Mike Wickett or whatever, this Zoom thing, podcast, whatever it was last week with me, him, and Josh Vernier was on there with us, our former co-host of the Wendy's Big Show. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about baseball and basketball and whether or not this thing would actually end. And Vernier started talking about, if somebody dies or if multiple people die or something like that. And I was like, man, it's not going to take it. It's not going to have to go to that extreme in order to have this thing stopped, is it? I mean, you're not going to have somebody die in order for this thing to get stopped.
No, what's going to happen is if, Giannis, LeBron, the big name guys, if they get it, how do they proceed? I think that no one has to die. I think it's those two names for sure stands out to me, is in how do they proceed, how long those guys are going to be out. Because really, if you think about it, or Kawhi, those three guys right now are your biggest names in the NBA. So I think, to me, that's how it's going to play out. Because if Giannis gets it, the Bucks are done. Right? If LeBron gets it, I think they're not done depending on who else is out.
It all depends who else is out.
Right. So yep. If LeBron and Giannis are out, then it's, tables are even. You're right. Or one of the guys from Boston. So I think that's how it's going to play out. But no, I don't see anybody dying. That's what Vernier's being pretty extreme now. And that's what normally happens to guys when they get married. They start he was never like that before. No, he's married. He starts thinking outside the box a little bit. Never thought that way before.
But the reason I bring it up and the reason it came back into my head is because of what the Twins announced today. Citing health and safety concerns related to COVID-19, the Twins will not allow bullpen coach Bob McClure and Major League coach Bill Evers to work games this year. Pete Mackey, the minor league pitching coordinator, is in line to step in as the new bullpen coach, while Evers' role is expected to be filled in the near future. But they're going to pay both of them to not be out there.
But why are they doing that though, Steve?
Because of age and previous health.
Right.
Well, they're not going to be the only ones. I can all but guarantee you.
That would be me.
But that's baseball. So now you're going to talk about the NBA. These guys are all staying in the same resort. At least with baseball, it's more like a baseball season. So you're not confined with everybody necessarily all the time.
Right.
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll have to wait and find out how this whole thing goes. Okay, coming up next, Leroy Butler will rejoin us. Question on the table is this.
I didn't even know he wasn't here, Steve, if you hadn't said that. He wasn't with us?
That's tough. Is Aaron Rodgers' relationship with the Packers better than we thought when they drafted our guy Jordan Love? We'll talk about that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Why are we talking about that? Because Brett Favre's talking again, so we have to talk about it. That's why. Whitney's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the G. Widener Plumbing Studios, GeneWidenerPlumbing.com. For all of your plumbing needs, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Dan Pluck, our executive producer on today's show. Still to come, talk to Sean Devaney of Heavy.com, Forbes.com coming up at 4:48. Get a national perspective on how the Bucks stack up now coming into this thing based on who they have on their schedule. I don't think their schedule's that bad. But again, they're like one game away from clinching the one seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. So they may not even play Giannis and Middleton and Bledsoe all that much for these eight games. We'll just have to wait and see how that one plays out once the season starts again. July 31st, 5:30 tip for the first game, Bucks and Celtics from the HP Fieldhouse in Orlando, Florida.
That's your favorite coach, Steve.
And
how you going?
That will be on ESPN. Yes?
That's your favorite coach of all time. Who are you pulling for?
Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens is a very good coach. You're absolutely right about that.
Ain't won a damn thing.
Right.
But he your favorite coach.
I like Brad Stevens. I like Brad Stevens a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you should stop.
Okay, so the question on the table is this. Is Aaron Rodgers' relationship with the Packers better than we thought since the drafting of Jordan Love? Now, why are we asking this? Well, because Brett Favre talks, we have to talk about Brett Favre. Okay, so this is what Brett Favre said a while back on the Rich Eisen show about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love and that whole situation.
Green Bay's not going anywhere without Aaron Rodgers in the next few years. If he plays like we expect him to play, they got a shot with or without a first-round receiver. He's that good. So I would do all I could to not burn that bridge. And I don't think that they did that. I think that they burned a bridge that it's going to be hard to overcome. At some point, I think – it will rear its ugly head.
How so, Brett? What do you mean?
He's got 4 years left on his contract. Say they start off 0-3, regardless of how Aaron's playing, but I assume he'll play like he normally does, but they're 0-3. I think we'll see the claws come out from a lot of folks. And they're going to be left trying to defend themselves.
Okay, so there is far from the Rich Eisen show a while back after the Packers took Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre had their conversation, apparently, after the draft pick was made and so forth. And then Favre went publicly and started talking to the media about the pick itself. And some were left to wonder whether or not this was Aaron Rodgers talking through Brett Favre. Was Brett Favre talking through Brett Favre and leading everybody to assume that this might be Aaron Rodgers talking through him? Who knows? Okay, so now Brett Favre catches up with TMZ. Because TMZ has gotten into the sports game in the last several years. And here is Brett Favre from over the weekend.
I think he's doing very well with it. My understanding is he reached out to the young quarterback and they spoke and it was good. I think that's a huge plus and a big step in the right direction for Aaron. My discussions with Aaron, I never got the sense that he was upset that they signed a quarterback, but more so didn't get immediate help. It just sends the wrong message. I'm not saying that, you know, it's not the wrong pick, but based on what you're trying to do right now, it doesn't necessarily help. And that's kind of where he is with it. But I think he's fine now. I think he's getting – I really think he's as motivated as ever.
Okay, so now Brett Favre is saying – what Aaron is saying. He specified twice, this is what Aaron Rodgers is thinking at this point, which is, okay, fine, they took a quarterback. That's not what I'm mad about. I'm mad about the fact that they got me no help for right now for this year for my offense. That, apparently, according to Brett Favre, is what Aaron Rodgers is more mad about. Not the fact they took Jordan Love, but the fact they didn't help him try and win this year, Gary Ellerson.
Right, and I don't see this, Steve.
And he is specifying that's what Rodgers thinks. He's not leaving anything to the imagination of, well, is this Brett talking or is this Aaron talking through Brett? He is just flat out saying this is what Aaron thinks.
That's Leroy's boy. I can't speak on it.
Oh,
I
mean, get out of here.
No, that's Come Leroy's on. Boy. Leroy just talked to him last week.
Well, you better put Leroy.
Leroy just on the phone with him last week.
Who?
I can't speak
on the phone
on
with
that.
Who?
Brett Favre.
Oh, you all got each other's numbers again? That's cute. Leroy, so are you going to go in a spin
that's
cycle
Leroy.
On me here or what?
Put me in this spin cycle.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay.
Yeah, put me
that's
in
Leroy.
That.
Leroy just talked to him last week on the phone.
All right.
They got their changed numbers and everything.
That's nice. I'm glad to see
Brett
you all
Favre
talking.
Brett Favre was crying on TMZ and all that kind of stuff. Nose got all red, teared up. Hey, Leroy and
that's
Brett, close
you
friends
know
now. Yeah, close friends.
They always take Brett Favre out of context.
Oh, my Lord. I played the whole thing.
See that?
Yeah,
see
I know. So
he said he's in spin cycle, so
that.
That's fine.
That.
Go ahead.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What you see, I don't see.
That's true.
I say she's a dime piece. You may say she's a foe.
We have that happen with Gary all the time.
To me, she's a 12 piece. So, hey, let's just put this in context. Okay, listen. Aaron Rodgers spoke for himself. That's what people are leaving out. He spoke. They interviewed him. There's nothing to see here, folks. It really is not. But based on the reaction that you have after a sporting event won't be the same reaction you have a month later. So right after they interviewed Brett, Rich Eisen showed, this just happened, it was fresh.
Right.
We all reacted like that, right?
No doubt.
And didn't we all evolve over the last few weeks? Hey, man, I'm all right with the pick, based on our callers. Because we all were surprised.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I think most people still don't like the pick.
Hey, man, listen, well, the shows you weren't here, people say they're all right with it, okay?
Okay.
If you want to do a new poll,
I wasn't here,
we can
so
do
that's
a new
fine.
Poll.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, they don't, yeah. Some we have people call in when you're not here, Steve. They maybe they change when you on there. You can persuade them. Ask them now. Give them the phone number. If you feel like you still, I think it's settled in now.
Gary, do you want to do this?
You can do it.
Well, now I want to see if Gary wants to do the topic. We're doing an on-air show meeting now to change topics. Gary, do you
want
to do this?
Gary gave me the floor. I'm saying to you.
I gave Leroy the floor.
You can take a poll, and you can set up any question you want. And I think Packer fans have moved on. They ain't even moved by this story. They're not. They're just
what's the question,
not.
Steve? Steve, what's the question, Steve?
Yeah, set up a question. Put it on Twitter.
It's not going to be the same question it was going to be.
The question was going to be
before Leroy talked, is Rodgers' relationship with the Packers better than we thought since
ask that question.
The draft
ask
day?
Ask that one.
But now Leroy says that when I'm not here, people call in and say they're okay with the Jordan Love pick all this time now that has passed. So now I want to ask the question, are you now okay with the Jordan Love pick months later?
Yeah, ask him.
Do you like that question, Gary?
Yeah, whatever y'all want to do, man. Just
whatever
just,
you want to do. Ask people, are they okay with it or whatever? Because he's here now. He ain't going nowhere.
No, he ain't going nowhere.
No, he's here.
But
most people have accepted that, and they've changed their view based on our show on Friday. Right after he was selected, everybody was up in arms, including me. We was all surprised, including Brett, including Aaron. But after hearing Aaron talk, after hearing Gutekunst talk and the head coach talk, let me step back a little bit. We still going forward in 2 or 3 years, and Jordan Love is on the team. He's going to be a good teammate. So whatever you can dig out of that, your Packer hate, Steve, create a good question and see if all this fucking soldiers will call up and agree with you. I guess you agree. I don't know if you answered it yet, Steve. Do you think something wrong with the relationship based on him, Brett Favre?
You think Steve is a Packer hater?
Oh, 100. But that don't matter right now.
That don't matter.
I want to hear from the fans. If you agree with Steve, I'm assuming Steve don't like, he thinks something's still going wrong and something going. I don't know.
We haven't even addressed this question.
Well, he's talking about something totally different. Well, he's double talking. He's talking about
Brett Favre.
Double talking, right? That's
correct.
What you're talking
about. Brett Favre is double talking.
You know what?
That should have been the question.
I'm going to put my hand on my hip and take a dip when I dip you dip. When has he ever was consistent on something.
Oh, well,
he was pretty consistent on
when,
not, wait, not
hold
being
on,
happy
stop,
about.
Stop, stop, hold on, I ain't through with the question. When have I been consistent on something? What? Never.
Well, it is what it is with you.
That's just how it works.
Brett's been pretty good. He was pretty consistent about not being happy with Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy letting Aaron Rodgers be the quarterback.
No, no, let's keep it
relevant. He was pretty consistent about, I don't know if I'm going to play or not for five straight years. He was pretty consistent about that.
What did I say? The one player I did not want them to take.
The one player.
What the one player I said I hope they don't take? A quarterback.
Jordan Love. Of everybody in the draft, he named him.
And now. Yeah. Here it is. I'm finna double talk, Steve. I'm glad they got him.
But you said you were going into the spin cycle. I know. It's fine.
Yeah, but I'm in the reality cycle now, though. Uh-oh. I'm keeping it 100.
Reality is you do Lambeau Field tours. Reality is.
Hey, hold on.
The reality is.
Glad you brought that up. Glad you brought that up, Steve. Thank you for the segue. We finna get them things back kicked up, cuz.
No, you're not. Really?
What? Do I play by money?
How are you going to do this? You don't even go out in the public
ready,
right now. How are you going
to
do a tour?
We working on it, cuz.
I don't see how.
It may not be as big. It may not be the 60 people. But I could take around about 5 or 6 folks.
Round about.
Know, and do about 20 tours a day.
I don't even.
It'll add up to the same money, cuz. Hey, we can social distance, wear masks, and we can talk from a distance. Hey, I'm still there.
I really don't know what to do now, Gary. So what topic do you want to do? We've had like 3 of them that we all discussed during that entire segment. You think about it. Let me tell you about
take
Wendy's.
Phone calls.
Right now at Wendy's,
well,
you get a breakfast baconator, honey butter chicken biscuit, sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, or a frosty chino,
like
delicious. And you can get a second for just $1. Four
like
quarters,
butter.
10 dimes, figure it out. $1 for the second of any one of those.
You know, black people love butter now.
Tomorrow's looking good at Wendy's. So what do you want to talk about, Gary?
We're going to talk about Brett Favre double talking. I think that's what we're talking about, ain't it?
Hey, man.
I don't know, man.
I double talk, too. Who don't double talk?
All right.
That's really what it's about. It's about Brett Favre double talking.
Okay.
Do you believe Brett now? Which Brett Favre you believe? Because that's kind of what you play,
Steve. We don't say double talk. Brett Favre has evolved.
You messed us up with the double talk, Steve.
And so have I.
Hey, man.
Y'all so jealous of Brett, man. Leave Brett alone.
I'm going to tell you what's coming up. The first caller
he's
on the line.
He's trying to backpedal out telling us his
the
view.
The first caller on the line is AJ, and the comment says Leroy is full of crap. So we'll find out.
I can't wait. Get him up.
Coming up next.
Get him up.
Here on The Fan. Here's CBS News. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, and you here on a rainy Monday afternoon. AJ on the north side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, AJ?
Hey, what's happening?
You tell me.
I want to know, where are all these people that are so in love with the Packers draft that Leroy said been calling in? Because I ain't heard them.
Well, I wasn't here on Friday.
You're the first one. You tell us what you think, AJ. Forget about them people. You, what you say?
No,
yeah, don't worry about them people, because you probably was doing something. You sound like you were probably at the beach somewhere, fishing or somewhere. You rich. You probably was in Europe or something.
Yeah, listen. But nobody happy with that pick. Nobody was happy with this draft because they didn't get anything to help us this season. That's why
Agreed. But what about now, though? What about now? You still feel the same way?
We want a Super Bowl. I ain't looking 3 years down the way. We trying to get something now. Aaron Rodgers only
like
got
that high voice.
No. You heard what Brandon Marshall said.
Green what Brandon Marshall said.
I did. He said we wasted him.
Yeah. So
I heard him.
Why not try to get something to help us get there? We got close. Let's get something to knock San Francisco off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem. People got the other problem is Jordan Love, if you listen to the scouts as a prospect, he got a whole lot of work to do. So it's kind of an iffy even dealing with him. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, when we got Aaron Rodgers, We knew what type of talent. They thought Aaron Rodgers might go number one in that draft, and he slipped.
Yep, slipped.
So that's all I'm saying is I'm upset about it this year. If he comes through 5 years down the road, okay, cool. I'm happy. But right now, we know what we got in this quarterback. Let's try to shoot for it. We know what happened with Brett Favre. We only got one Super Bowl. So that's my whole point, man. I mean, you might like the draft now, but I know, like Joe Sparky said, you know, you got a few tours you're going to have to do. So, you know, we all know how it goes.
Okay, AJ, we're going to eat one of these days, man. In 2029 is when we're able to do it. Hey, thanks for the phone call. I would agree with everything he said. No problem. We all wanted them to get a weapon. But here's the problem. There's only one team that did not agree with the entire league that's the best receiving corps in 25 years, the Packers. They didn't agree with that. So in their minds, the gold standard is the team we cannot beat, San Francisco. That's the AJ pick. That's the Josiah pick, the tight end from Cincinnati. And back to the quarterback for a minute. If you did not like the pitch, which nobody did, I'm on record saying that the one player I hope they don't take. But sooner or later, as soon as Aaron Rodgers get hurt, y'all going to say, AJ, who's the backup? We ain't got no backup. Call Vince Young. Call, who else they had, Steve? Name all them guys they had. We had quarterbacks. They had so many quarterbacks. They were able to find quarterbacks from the little leagues. Just throw them out there. But they stopped doing that. They got you a future. That's why we couldn't see. So, yes, we all evolved. They can win now with Aaron Rodgers and win later with Jordan Love. I can't see how y'all don't see the love in the pick. Next phone call.
Hey, I'm confused, Steve.
No, you ain't.
Yeah,
no, you're not.
Where
no,
we at?
You were on the show on Friday where all these people calling in saying they're good with the Jordan Love pick. No, you were here.
We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about that.
I'm just trying to.
Oh, you thought I was talking about when you was going Friday?
That's what you said. You said on Friday.
No. This was you going for a long time, man. Yeah, you talking about. We had Joe Zenzola talking about this baseball and all that on Friday. No, I ain't talking about Friday. I'm talking when you was out.
Oh, when I was out. I was out Friday.
You was out a lot of days. You was out a lot of days if you look at your schedule, because I got your schedule right in front of me. But don't worry about that. Forget about that. I want to hear more people like AJ that's still mad about the pick so you can leave Brett Favre alone. Because Brett Favre is pretty much...
Why you want genuflect off of Brett Favre?
Here's Brett.
Because I know people like going after Favre. It's like a trigger.
You're right.
Why they like going after Brett?
Well, he finna tell you. Go ahead and tell him, Steve.
Yeah, this is what Brett Favre said on TMZ.
I think he's doing very well with it. My understanding is he reached out to the young quarterback, and they spoke, and it was good. I think that's a huge plus and a big step in the right direction for Aaron. My discussions with Aaron, I never got the sense that he was upset that they signed a quarterback, but more so didn't get immediate help. And it just sends the wrong message. I'm not saying that, you know, it's not the wrong pick, but based on what you're trying to do right now, it doesn't necessarily help. And that's kind of where he is with it. But I think he's fine now. I think he's getting – I really think he's as motivated as ever.
So there is Brett Favre on TMZ.
So we talking about Brett Favre again, or what are we doing?
Wherever.
That's just the second part of the evolvedness of everybody thinking he was talking for Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers was upset. Now I'm saying he was speaking. I told you what was, but y'all didn't want to listen to me. Brett Favre was pretty much letting his frustrations out how they handled him in Green Bay, and it was kind of similar.
He just said Rodgers wanted a player to help him now, not a quarterback.
So did I.
Right?
Didn't you too?
Yes.
Okay. So why he can't be different, and y'all got to say y'all opinion, but he can't say his. his.
I didn't talk to Aaron Rodgers.
I know. He's telling you basically what Aaron Rodgers, through their conversation, what he took out of it, basically. But we heard from Aaron Rodgers. Well, I guess people don't believe what Aaron Rodgers said. I guess you believe more so Brett Favre than Aaron. I don't know. But I think you could believe both, and still come away with Aaron not being upset. That's just the headline. Aaron's not upset with the Jordan Love pick, semicolon, comma. Moreover,
all right,
he's looking to get to a Super Bowl, and he feel like he can do that. We'll address these things 3 years down the road.
Your guy, Dan Plucker, executive producer, just ran in here and said he had something for me Yeah, no, he didn't. No,
I like when he waved.
No, he just came in here and said, hey, Sparky, play what's in five. So I haven't heard this yet, so we'll see what it is. Leroy, who's that player you avoid?
Love, Jordan Love, man. Way too raw and too wiry for me at the arm. They got no arm strength, man. If they talking about doing that, man, don't come out. You going to have somebody sitting on the bench for 3 or 4 years, and every year you're doing that, you're not getting to the Super Bowl in the next 2 or 3 years. If you draft a quarterback first round, you're telling your fan base two things. I have the roster without this pick to get to the Super Bowl, or you know what? I don't think that that particular pick, we're going to just build for the future, and I just don't know if we can beat some of these other teams.
So which is it, Leroy? Do you think it's
what's wrong with that?
Do you think it's option A, that they think they have a Super Bowl roster already, or do you think it's option B, that they think they're so far away from being a Super Bowl team, they're just punting the next couple of years?
What's C? All of
you didn't list C. You said A or B.
I'm telling you, no, you said which is A or B. I'm telling you it's C, all of the above. And I would bet you, most people who felt like I felt, and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and most of America that was shocked that they took Jordan Love, I think they stepped back nine. I bet they've evolved a little bit.
We're doing this tomorrow.
And say, you know what?
Yeah, okay.
You know what? I get it now, LaFleur. You got a right to get the offense that you want. You got a right to bring in A.J. Dillon to run the football because you think, and I'm just guessing, the gold standard San Francisco. We all didn't see that. That's why I say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What he see, we don't see. We're not in these meetings. We don't see. If they think he's Patrick Mahomes or any one of these guys, we didn't see that. That's why I said what I said. And if we rewind, I would say the exact same thing. If you're getting a guy that's not going to help you for 3 years. But we're not talking about Jordan Love. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers and his relationship with the head coach. Do you think it's something there? And I say it ain't nothing there. Because they both understand, and as Brett Favre said, he's okay with the pick. He wanted weapons. So you could have got Jordan Love, this is a better argument, and still got a receiver. You didn't do that neither.
You didn't take a receiver in any round of that entire draft.
Because you know why? It made sense once you heard from the coach. In his mind, I got the guys I want because they say Aaron Rodgers is running the meetings and he's all in. He's always done that, by the way, but I know people don't like Aaron Rodgers or whatever. They can feed on that. But he's always been in tune in all what's going on. But they're going to do more play action because the head coach recognizes, smartly, by the way, they're 23 in explosion play. I hope AJ's still listening, by the way. They're 23. I want to get the top 10. How do you get the top 10? Not through drop back. We don't have guys that kind of speed. Maybe one guy, but we got to pray if he keep catching or not, MVS. But that's my guy. He's in great shape. We're going to do it off of play action with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Get the stage safety to step up, and we're going to get it behind him. Because we got guys with bigger guys that can make a second move. If all fails, you're going to check it down to Josiah, the tight end, and Sternberger, and live to see another day. That's what they're working on. Aaron Rodgers led the league in throwaways. We're going to complete, like I'm running the team or something, they're going to complete those short passes, just keep the chains moving. So with all that being said, Brett Favre said everything that was true. Y'all just don't want to believe it. That I bet most people, if you think about it, have evolved for the most part with the pick.
tomorrow we're doing this as a topic. Travin Brown,
we just did it.
No, we didn't.
Oh, here's my
no,
guy. Here's,
no,
I'm
no.
Excited
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this man
here's
speaks the
guy.
Truth.
Here's my
I don't
guy.
Know what he sounded
here's
like on
guy.
Thursday and Friday. Wasn't here.
He's
Gary, did he have a good couple of days Thursday
yeah,
and Friday, Travin
man.
Brown?
He was
here?
Great
yeah,
Friday.
He's on the money, man.
Great Friday.
All right, Trav, what you got, man?
Bad pick, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, like Leroy said, when are you going to be the GM? You know the Wolf way.
Okay.
Leroy, when are you going to be the GM? He asked.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, I hope
what, so. What else you got, yeah. Trav?
Because we're just wasting, you know. I mean, like Leroy was saying, you had Aaron Brooks, Hasselbeck, I mean, and they just sat on Burnell, and you got two top quarterbacks and two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. And the drafting, okay, I'll give Ted Thompson two things. You got Charles Woodson, and Aaron Rodgers just slid in there. But if you watch the timeline about Brett Favre, and even Aaron says, Brett was upset, but when they had a really heart-to-heart, he understood, and that's how he feels.
Priest Trav.
Aaron, they were not giving him no help. I think it'll be his last year.
Preach, Trav. Ain't that what you were going to say? Preach.
Last year.
But thanks, Trav. Don't you feel the same way about Aaron Rodgers?
He's not going to be here for one more year. Come on.
Everybody competitive. When you get in that meeting room, how many quarterbacks in that meeting room, Gary? Three guys.
That's it. And the coach.
That's it. Everybody want to play. And when the coach deemed this kid ready, it ain't no. And I'm glad Trav broke that up. Remember Aaron Rodgers said, it take away the controllables. Remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a year, it's up to Gutekunst and the head coach. Ain't up to Aaron Rodgers no more. So if they say next year we ready to move to the kid, hey, where you want to go, man? We'll help you get there. And there's nothing we can do about it.
I ain't playing
that
game.
What can we do about it?
No,
can't do nothing.
I'm not playing the, hey, where do you want to go? We'll help you get there game. No, I'm not interested
in that
game.
I'm going to try to get something. You're going to get something, right? You ain't going to just release him. I mean, why would you do that?
You can't do anything with him for 2 years. He's here for at least two more years.
Don't bring us to reality, man. It's a radio show.
Two more years. And there's no guarantee that Jordan Love is going to be anything. So if Jordan Love isn't anything in year three of this little project, they're probably drafting a quarterback at the top of the draft again with 2 years left on that deal.
He's going to be fine. Because
if he doesn't pan out, they're going to have to, Steve.
Yes, they're going to have to take another one high. They can't go all 4 years and not take anybody.
Right. Gary, here's the thing. I'm the only one in America who have said this because I think I'm one of the smartest guys ever created.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Jordan Love that's the issue. Tim Boyle is the issue, cuz. What are you putting this kid? If he's deemed good enough to be a starter, which I think he is, you got to trade him. You got to get him out of that meeting room, man. You have to get Boyle out of that meeting room because Boyle is good enough not to be a third, especially if you're talking about Stenzel or what his name? Stimmick or what is his name? Tim Boyle thinking, wait a minute, I can go somewhere and be a starter. Too. Okay, hey man, can you give me a third round pick for Tim Boyle? I got to get him out of the meeting room. That's what they got to be talking about now. Do we all agree with that? Do we have to? We have to agree it's not Jordan Love. It is because you can't put Love third, right? I mean, why'd you take him first? Make him your backup. But if he's not ready for your backup, now you got to carry three quarterbacks when you can carry an extra lineman. So my thing is, when does Tim Boyle's conversation come? I would be asking the Packers that every day, hey, man, what y'all going to do with Boyle? Man, I would like him to come to my franchise. I'll give you a seventh-round pick. Now the pressure is really on Aaron Rodgers. There's no pressure as long as Tim Boyle is in the building on Aaron Rodgers, okay? Let's just keep this 100. There's no pressure at all, period, zilch, zero, as long as Tim Boyle is there. But if Boyle is gone, pressure.
So far,
the
poll question that is up, have you warmed up to the Jordan Love pick? 50.4% currently, 49.6% right now, 50% say yes, they have warmed up to the Love pick as
of
right now.
How many people they polled?
So far, 121 polled.
When you get
over 50%.
say that they have warmed up to this pick, like Leroy said.
Let me retweet this out. I got more followers than y'all, and I can finally get a good base of what's going on. Because that should be 65%.
65%? I'm amazed that it's 50%.
Steve, you need to stop.
Get out of here.
You need to stop. I know you've been gone for a while, man. But listen.
All right, Gary.
People are fine with this pick now, man.
Gary.
Don't let AJ put that hate in your heart, Steve.
Gary, are you fine with this pick now?
What, Jordan Love pick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're good with it. You're okay with how this whole thing played out.
You gotta go with it. You gotta go with it. You got nothing else too, Steve. You gotta go with it now.
You don't have to go with anything. You don't have to like it.
Oh, Gary, well, the spin cycle is just for me, Steve. Yeah, Gary speaks freely. He always tells
you. You gotta go with it now, Steve.
No, I don't. No.
Nothing you can do about it now.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Look, and I wasn't opposed to it.
But this ain't like the Ted Thompson that jammed it down our throats like he did, like Daytime Jones, though. Like, you know what I mean, Steve? Trying to put a square in a circle. It ain't that tight. But as long as Tim Boyle, I want people to think about this while they're driving around, safely, by the way. As long as Tim Boyle is in there's no pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Don't we all agree with that? That's not even a topic. Yeah. There is, yeah, but if they move Tim Boyle, say they move Tim Boyle to somebody that needs a quarterback, and it's just Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love in a meeting room, a la Brett Favre and just Aaron Rodgers. It's tough when you're sitting with a guy that's your heir apparent. It's just tough. But if you got a guy that's a buffer, okay, I can really sit back and learn now for the next 2 or 3 years because they got a backup Tim Boyle or something. But no, if they move him, next guy up, let's see, young man, let's go. Let's go get it. Now, this is unprecedented having an African-American quarterback in Green Bay that's a first-round pick. You know, so that's amazing in itself. But he's the heir apparent, and it's shorter than we think. But as long as Tim Boyle is there, there's the buffer that the Packers can just keep him. Just keep him because the kid ain't ready, man. We'll know when the kid's ready when they move Tim Boyle. Unless I'm wrong and Tim Boyle is not as good as I think. I mean,
yeah, you've been on the Tim Boyle bandwagon for a while now. So
man can play, man.
We'll see how that whole thing pans out. Coming up next, the Bucs schedule was released. Which team in Orlando worries you the most?
Nobody.
At this point. 414-799-1250.
Man, we need to stop.
No,
nobody. Come on, ain't nobody on the East scare me if I'm a Bucs fan.
Hey, amen. We should give Leroy his own show. You know, weeknights at 6. Spin nobody. Cycle Sports with Leroy Bucs. Yeah,
that's what the name of it will be.
You know, he should start a podcast.
Yes.
Spin Cycle.
Spin Cycle. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he'd be good at it. Which team in Orlando worries you the most? Sighted Sound Solutions doesn't worry me. With the internet more important than ever, with people still working from home, and who knows, kids may be home again this fall. Get AT&T Fiber Internet for $39.99. And introducing the new AT&T TV. Stream your channel package, DVR cloud storage, unlimited recordings with that DVR cloud storage, access to over 40,000 titles on demand, access to over 5,000 apps. The AT&T TV Choice Package, it does include Fox Sports Wisconsin, and internet for under $89 a month, and you still get $200 in Visa cards. Check that out. Sight and Sound Solutions, saving you money on a monthly basis and offering you $200 in Visa cards during these trying times. Good wherever Visa is accepted. For existing customers, call Al and Sight and Sound Solutions today to work on a new deal. I've worked with Al for years. He is the best. Customer service, a couple days after it's installed, to make sure you're good. 2 weeks after that, he'll make sure you're good. 2 months after that, he's going to call you again, make sure everything is good. He is number one for customer service. Call Al at Sight and Sound Solutions today. 262-754-1500. Sight and Sound Solutions, 262-754-1500.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.